This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. The political power flowing from states along the mighty Mississippi will be felt this fall in the midterm elections. There is a series of close Senate races from Minnesota to Louisiana. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams traveled down the big river this summer, talking with the candidates and the people whose votes will decide the election. He joins us now. Good morning to you, Juan.
Good morning, Susan.
Tell us about these big political issues that people are talking about in the river states.
The economy and jobs, Susan. I brought up the possibility of war with Iraq as well as the war on terror, but people kept pulling me back to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the overarching issue with voters in the river states of Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Take Missouri, for example. The state lost more jobs last year than any other state, more than 55,000. There's also concern about a brain drain as young people leave a state like Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
In rural areas, talk about the economy, though, quickly turns to talk about the problems of the farm economy, notably the demise of the family-owned farm. To much of the nation, the farm bill, you know, looks like a bonanza of subsidies for farmers.
Mm-hmm.
But in Iowa, in Arkansas, rural America, that farm bill is key to keeping them from sinking. Listen to the mayor of Osceola, Arkansas, Dickie Kennemore. His town has a high unemployment rate.
The number one industry I failed to mention in Mississippi County is agriculture. And the farm bill is probably the big topic because it's not just the farmers that's talking about it. It's also the farmers affect our tire dealers and our gas dealers and our insurance companies and a lot of the people who live in town.
Mm-hmm. And so how are officials like that mayor dealing with these economic problems?
Well, Susan, local officials are trying their best to develop the Mississippi River as a tourist attraction. In Dubuque, Iowa, Mississippi River Museum and Conference Center is being built. In Davenport, they're building a Mississippi River Music Center. In Helena, Arkansas, they have a Delta Blues Center, which
uh-huh.
hosts an annual blues festival.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the Arch in St. Louis and the riverfront in New Orleans have long been tourist attractions. Many of these states already have riverboat casinos, and they're looking for any other way to generate economic activity. The river city, though, with the biggest prospect for change is Donaldsonville, Louisiana. They hope to be chosen as the home base for a large cargo airport. It was ironic to me that the river, which used to carry cargo, now has to pray for a nearby interstate or, best of all, an airport.
Huh.
But most of these river towns look desolate. Here is Lametta Wynn, the mayor of Clinton, Iowa.
We've lost retail, not because they weren't doing good business here, but because corporate offices decide these places need to be in malls. We don't have a mall like Dubuque or Davenport. So we've lost a Penny's downtown, we've lost a Peterson's, we've lost a Klein's, and a Stage downtown. So you know what that does to your downtown. We'll never get those big retail places back again.
I think it's called the Malling of America. Well, what are the other issues, Juan, that are shaping the political climate along that river?
Well, people, Susan, are talking about the stock market and the scandals that hit Wall Street this summer. The fire chief in Davenport, Iowa, said his men are upset that their pension plans are being drained. Retirees all over spoke bitterly about the golden parachutes given to executives that ran companies into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
In Iowa, political reporter showed me polls showing fewer and fewer people think the country is heading in the right direction. One surprise for me was that people are concerned about the Senate vote to send nuclear waste to Yucca Mountain, Nevada. There's a nuclear power plant, for example, in the river town of Red Wing, Minnesota. Arnie Skyberg is president of the Red Wing Chamber of Commerce.
We're probably a question mark as far as how our voters will cast their ballots. I know in general the community was very in favor of the Yucca Mountain proposal, and Senator Wellstone voted against that. Whether that will affect him here, I do not know.
What about themes? Did you hear any sort of from the various candidates in various places?
Well, generally, the Republicans say that the Democrats are too liberal, and this leads the Democrats, including such longtime liberals as Iowa's Tom Harkin, the incumbent, to portray themselves as deeply patriotic.
Uh-huh. The president's been making trips to lots of these states to campaign for the Republicans. Is that helping? Is it making a difference?
Well, he set a record this summer in raising money for GOP candidates, but the voters aren't yet swayed by the president's pitch that he needs Republicans in control of the Senate to get his judges and his agenda put into action.
Do you see any trends, though,
well,
in these races?
You know, Susan, as people talk about the economy, it plays to Democrats, but if the nation's focus shifts to national security and putting Saddam Hussein out of office, then it'll stir a rally around the flag effect nationally, and that could rouse support for the president and thus help the GOP.
Thank you very much. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. The Mississippi River series was produced by Jim Wallace and edited by Ron Elving.